site, they're a rip-off artist. Everybody that ordered one that I know that canceled their order because they didn't get it got hit $50.
What's their names? Gigaparts was doing that with the new FT991. They were getting $50 ahead of time, and it was non-refundable. At least that's what I think I read on their site.
Yeah, well, a lot of the guys that went to that Walks On US and paid to 300, I think it was 300 and something bucks, none of them got their radios. They all canceled their orders, and they got hit $50 each.
Wow. I'm looking at that Walks On site right now. Their price on the radio, including shipping, is $335.
And they won't tell you that they don't have, well, they tell you that they don't have them right now. Well, everybody that thought they were going to get their radios wound up getting hit for $50 because they never got their radios and they wanted their money back.
That's pretty poor. That's bad business. Over to you, Joey, KD2BR.
N1LU, good morning again, Vic. You sounded good this morning. Sound like you're right here in the neighborhood. What's the address on that Walks On website that you guys are looking at?
What is the web address, Rock? By the way, Happy New Year, Charlie.
Yeah, likewise.
I'm looking for a web address. The only way I pull this up is I just type in Anytone Tri-Band. It's the first one that comes up on top of my page.
Okay, I'm wondering why it's on a Walks On website. They're not making it, are they?
Just says, Charlie, Walks On USA, some Chinese name, USA, Import Communications.
Yeah, okay, I still haven't seen hiding her hair of my microphone. As soon as that comes in, I want to get crack-a-lacking on that mic cord changeover. Actually, I haven't. Do me a favor, Rocky, because you know what I'm looking for. You don't have to buy it. Just find me one that you think is going to work out good, and I'll get on the internet and buy it. But, you know, so many of them come up, and I don't know which one I should get.
Yeah, I'll look around for you. I sure wish this guy that I bought my 10-wire cord from had more. I think I told you I emailed him, and I said, can you get any more of these? And he said, no, that was the last one. That's a nice cord.
N1LU, yeah, anything besides the one that came with it, it's got to be nicer. I have a TYT, Vic, right?
Yeah, this is a TYT quad band.
Mic cord kind of stiff on it?
What?
The microphone cord, the curly cord, is that kind of stiff on the radio? You know, on the...
No, because I heated mine up with a hair dryer and stretched it.
Pliable.
No, I heated mine up with a hair dryer and stretched it.
Oh, well, that's not a bad idea. I'm surprised when it cooled, though, it didn't, Anyway, mine is, you know, I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's just stiff. And if I was using it in a car, it probably would be a big deal, because then it would get like a rock. But Rocky's changed the cord on his TYT microphone to one that he bought that's nice and pliable and soft. And I want to do the same thing.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I haven't had any problems with it. Excuse me, hold on a minute.
Bless you.
Oh, yeah, I got the sneezes and stuff tonight, but, you know, whatchamacallit. The cord has not gone back to the way the original shape it was in. Because I heated it enough that, and when I stretched it hard.
I hadn't even thought of doing that. Maybe I'll bring my wife's hair dryer downstairs and give that a shot, too. But I like a soft cord. My wife doesn't, but I do.
Ha-ha-ha.
Rock.
KD2BOR. Before it came out of your mouth, I was thinking the same thing. How did I know you were going to say that?
Take a guess you can get away with it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you never know. The way the FCC's going, you know, people can get away with things they do, and, you know, license operators get cited for not giving their call sign out enough.
Yeah, meanwhile, we could be cursed at, right?
Yeah, well, that's an OO doing all that with the call sign crap. Somebody that's, I guess, retired or retarded and has nothing better to do. They just sit around listening to conversations and waiting for someone to make a mistake. Although I don't think I've ever gotten anything bad from an OO. I did get a good operator certificate from an OO, so I saved that.
Billy B got something in the mail when he was not in his band plan.
To me, the OOs are out there, but, you know, they can't seem to do anything major.
Yeah, well, he said he hung it on the wall.
They get some petrol this morning.
Just looking at the site right now, Jolly. We have a new low. About four of them, five of them. $1.69 in New Jersey, down around North Plainfield, Edison, North Brunswick.
Yeah, I noticed when I go to get Matthew or bring him back, which we'll be doing in a couple of weeks, gas down South Jersey there is a lot cheaper than, or I should say cheaper than up here. I thought the refineries were more in Elizabeth than down that way. I don't know what would make it cheaper, maybe just the economy down there.
And 10UKD2BOR. Yeah, there's five of them down in the Edison area around there, North Plainfield, all at $1.69. Three of them are Costco.
We pass a Costco very close to Matthews College. In fact, we usually go shopping there for him. I don't know if they have a gas station. I guess that would be around the back. Maybe we should take advantage of that when we're down there. Hey, that's not a bad area down there. I wouldn't mind retiring down there, you know, being, you know, sort of close enough to the kids. But I still really like to wear shorts year-round, and I don't think you can do that down there. Let's see what it's down to. Geez, these buggers don't want to go under $2 a gallon. It's 203. It went down, what was it yesterday? 205, I think. It went down 2 cents. You go down 6 in Connecticut and down 2 over here. I'll take it, though, 203. All right, give me a minute. I'll be back. And 1LU.
Hey, I'm going to see a man about a horse myself. KD2BOR.
You have no audio.
Test 1234. No audio?
Now you do.
Trying out an AHI Comtrans.
Sounds good. Who is that? Oh, good morning, KC2YGV. Sound good.
I was wondering if Charlie was in there. He's audio critique. Hope he's at work yet.
He's out there. He's doing something at the moment.
Start transit analog portion down. After I have a few hours sleep, I'm going to get up and start to work with the car.
I hear you. Yeah, I don't even really bother with those.
Well, it's a new mode for me. Experiment with it. Like it, maybe I'll stay well.
QSL. Yeah, I'm using a TYT quadvander myself.
I have a quadvand 8900. Well, I guess that's all the radio I need. I have about 857, but it's apartment bound here. A little bit, you're trying to get a good antenna.
What are you on now, Don? N1LU.
Hey, Charlie, before I answer that, do you know the difference in the audio?
Yeah, it's not the best audio you've had.
Oh, it's the ICOM 880H.
Make sure you have it on wideband.
It is on wideband.
See if I have it. 82, Buick. Good morning, Don. Have a good day, Don. Yeah, you're a little on the low side. Guys, let me say 73. I got some tires I got to do here. Charlie's going to be at work pretty soon, so everybody have a good day and a good weekend, and we'll catch you during the weekend. KD2 VOR, I'll be listening.
73 is Rocky, KC2YJV.
73, Rock, N1LU.
73, Rock, I'm a little closer to the mic now. WA2ZOZ.
Give me a minute, Don. I'll be at work. I'll record it and send it to you. But, I mean, it's crystal clear audio. It's just, it's real low. I mean, it's a lot lower than I'm used to. If I was mobile at 70 miles an hour, it might be difficult to hear.
Stand by one.
Sounds up. It sounds like that microphone needs to have its hole made bigger.
All right, I raised power a little bit. How does this sound?
I didn't notice much of a difference. Usually when you raise the power, that's only to get into the repeater better. I don't think the power really has much to do with the audio, except, you know, you'll be DFQ, but you sounded pretty much DFQ with lower power. How close are you to the microphone?
I'm about 3 inches from the mic.
Get a little closer and talk right into the hole.
Test 1234, 1234, WA2ZOZ.
Yeah, that's a lot better. That microphone, you really have to, or that radio, you really have to close talk the mic. I don't know about on digital, on D-Star, but certainly on FM, you have to close talk that microphone.
Okay, very good. Pick it up with YJV. So long. The name Howie. YJV, is your name Howie?
No, my name is Victor.
Victor, that's right. I am so sorry, Victor. It's been a long time. Okay, guys, I'm going to spend a few minutes looking into the manual, and I'll get back to you. Over to you, Vic.
We'll be going in soon.
Oh, sound up there, Charlie.
Is that Vic?
This one sounded
good. You're nice and loud. Nice and loud. You want a recording of it?
I believe you. It's just whatchamacallit. I did some work on the microphone and did a little bit of work on the firmware too. Now I'm just trying to hack the password so I could turn it into 220.
That would be nice. All right, hold on a second. All right, Don, I want to make two recordings on one. Actually, yeah, I want to record two different audio from you, but I want to do it on one recording. So start out like you were when we first got on with you, you know, 3 or 4 inches away from the mic, and just, you know, talk normally. You know, tell us about the radio or whatever. I'm curious if you've used it on a D-Star repeater yet. And then close talk it. And I'll get both recordings on one so you can compare them.
Power now, which probably won't make an audio difference. Hours in the manual so far. Ramped about 10 different repeaters. Able to whack access each Harrison. Work back into the manual here and confirm I'm on wideband.
Hey, give me a quick recording of close talking it.
Okay. Close talking now. I'm about a half inch away from the microphone. And, well, I guess this will be a considerable difference from what you were telling me before. 1-4-4-3-2-1. Okay, that should do it. I'm going to get into the manual here. Get another recording before you go into the job. WA2ZOZ. Back into the manual.
What do you think? Big difference, right? Close talking and being 3 or 4 inches away.
Yeah, those D-Star radios are meant for close talking, so they don't bring noise in on the digital signal. That's another thing what I didn't like about him, but he sounds flat, like it's on narrowband.
like, Charlie, very flat, right?
Yeah, there's not much in the way of body to it. It's loud, though.
Okay, now it should be nice and loud again.
That sounds better. That sounds much better.
It was from wide and narrow.
You're on wide now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that does sound a lot better. I just sent you an email, Don, of that first recording.
Okay, I'm still looking through the manual here to check if it's wideband or not. When I first checked it before, it had like wideband, narrowband. Now I can't relocate the section of the manual, so still looking.
Well, all right, but remember to get close to that mic.
Is off.
Sorry, I doubled. Go ahead, Vic, what'd you say?
Got to make sure it's wideband and that his compander is off. Here, I'll show you something screwy. I'll throw my compander on. Watch this. All right, Charlie, does that make a difference at all?
Yeah, almost gives you an echo-like appearance or sound.
Yeah, that's the compander circuit that's on. Sometimes it screws with the audio.
That's the Chinese radio. This doesn't have a compander.
Well, you might have a mic level adjustment on that, a mic level gain adjustment. Low, medium, and high on that one, I think.
They're still checking here.
Which one is that again? I'll look it up.
Icon 880 Hotel.
Sounds fine when you close talk it. It sounds real good. It's not popping or anything for the most part. All you have to do is remember to close talk it. As soon as you start backing off, the audio drops out drastically.
Okay, well noted.
And I'm sure you've got your morning voice on now. So probably during the day it'll sound different. Listen, I got to run, Don, but if you find that, you're not on wide, you know what time I leave. Today's a Friday, so I'm going to try to get out of here a little bit early. But, you know, I'll be on the road by noon somewhere, and usually on this repeater. Give me a call, and I can record you again so you can hear how it sounds if you're not on wide now. But let me run. I got to get inside. Good hearing you. Good hearing you, Vic. It's been a while. Happy New Year to both of you guys. I don't know if I spoke to you let me get out of here. WA2ZOZ, KZ2YJV, this is N1LU. Have a good day, guys. Back to you, Don.
Okay, Charlie, very good. Now I'm eating the microphone here. Have a good day, and I'll get back to you on your way home.
That sounds fine, eating it. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, Vic.
73's Charlie. Talk to you later. Happy New Year. Hope to get later.
All right. Very good. Take care, guys. And when LU, be clear.
Okay, Vic. I guess you're looking up this transceiver now on the net.
Yeah, I'm looking for the manual right now. Trying to see if I can find it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm still looking through mine here.
Is it a ID 880H?
Affirmative. India Delta - 880 Hotel.
Okay, because there's two different rails, 880H and the ID 880H. All right, let me see what I can do here. I'm going to download the manual. It's taking a while to download this thing.
You're downloading the whole manual?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, because I have the manual here, but, my eyes are a little bit sore from all the programming I was doing today on this radio and all sorts of other ones. So I'm just slowly scanning the pages.
I'm going to do it, too. Do you have the software for that, or are you doing it manually?
I have no software, just all manually.
And I'm looking. Bingo. You have to hit the function key and then your tone volume key.
I just hit the function key. Now I look for volume.
Port. Yes, sir.
I see sounds. Sounds on the function key. I don't see a volume.
Should say tone, and then underneath it, volume. How about tone 2? Do you see tone 2?
No, negative, not yet.
Boy, this is a confusing manual. It says increases output level, but you don't know, it doesn't tell you what. I guess it's audio. Never mind, it's for something totally different. Wow. That is weird. That's for a tone level.
Okay, I just hit something that said mic up. Does this sound any better?
Do it. Keep putting it up more and see what happens.
I just hit up. It doesn't give me an indication how to set it up in increments.
It sounds a little bit different. Doesn't sound majorly different. Hit it again.
Okay, that's about all I can get it.
Doesn't really seem to have done anything, but it might have. Who knows? I'm looking right now because there's got to be a thing that tells you how to go to wide and narrow band.
There is. I saw it about 2.5 hours ago. I just have to try to find it on my own here now. Oh, I didn't mean that on my own. It's just that we can do it together.
I'm looking. I'm still looking, trust me. Wow, I'll tell you what a complex manual. 196 pages. Oh, my God.
I was off frequency. Does this sound any better?
Yeah, it sounds good now. What'd you do?
I found a menu for, under mic. It had, like, mic 2, 3, 4, and 5. I put it on the highest setting.
Yeah, that sounds a little better.
Okay, now I'm about an inch away from the mic.
Yeah, you got good audio now. Now, did you get to the wideband or narrow band thing yet?
Negative, I'm still looking.
Yeah, this manual is terrible. Under 95 page thing. It's incredible.
That it is.
This thing's not telling me nothing about wide or narrow band.
Yeah, I'm having the same problem here. I have a nifty mini manual. I'm going to look through that now.
See, this thing says decreases audio output level. Let's see, but increase audio output level, and it says hit function, then tone, -1, volume down star, or volume up star.
Does it say what page that's on?
It says 17. Bingo. Operating modes are determined by the modulation of the radio signal. Transceiver has 5 operating modes, FM, FM narrow, AM, AM narrow, and DV mode. The mode select is stored independently for each band and memory channel.
And what page is that?
It says basic operation 2. It says, typically AM mode is used for aircraft band. to select the desired frequency band on the VFO mode or the desired memory channel.
Right, what page?
Let me see, I'll tell you in a second. It says page 18. Push and hold mode band for 1 second. Then rotate to select the desired mode between FM, FM narrow, AM, narrow AM, and DV.
Okay, I'm going to page 18.
Did you find it? It should be if you press your mode button for 1 second. How you make it out? AC2YJV.
WA2ZOZ.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. I somehow erased the memory, but I was able to put it on FM rather than FMN. It was on regular FM in the first place. So this has to be the wideband FM.
Okay, well, it sounds good. Now you do anyway. How far away from it are you?
I'm about 3 inches away.
I'll talk close up, like an inch away. Across the mic, not directly into it.
Test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, now I can hear you no problem.
That is amazing. Okay, I'm about an inch and a half away right now, and there's definitely a difference from what I was?
Yeah, there's a difference from what you were, and you're still loud. Now, do 5 inches away.
5 inches away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's too low. It's not too low, but it's lower. You know what I mean.
Okay, now I'm eating the thing right next to the little hole in the mic.
No, you can back off a little bit.
Okay, I guess I was distorting there.
Oh, it's just that you were loud. Not distorted, but loud.
Okay, very good. Well, it's probably characteristic of this rig here.
Well, it sounds good now, so I wouldn't worry about it.
All right, very good. WA2ZOZ for ID. Now, I'm going to attempt to put this thing back into the memory. I don't know how the hell I erased it from the memory, but now I'll try to put it back.
What scares me is that thing says that basically you can go into DV mode, digital voice mode, too, without a repeater. Which I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, all kinds of things I have to learn here. I've been working on this thing since about 8 a.m., putting all different memories in, and I'm still learning it.
I hear you. All right, I'm going to get some sleep. I got to be up for work, so. Have yourself a good one, Don, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. COZ, KC2YJV will be on tomorrow night.
Okay, Vic, very good. Thank you for your help. Have a good sleep. WA2ZOZ.
KC2YJV.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, WA2ZOZ.
Figured I'd sit down in front of the computer and relax.
Okay. Very good. Take a little break for yourself. Hope you got all the tires done okay. I think you said they were, cheapo tires that are hard to work with.
No, they're not a cheapo tire. They're what they call low-profile tire. And the lower the profile, the less the sidewall flexes.
Oh, so I guess they're good tires, but they're a bitch to get around the rim?
Oh, yeah. If you don't have a rim clamp machine like I have, that's the newest style machine, the older tire machines, you never get them on. You probably end up tearing the tire.
I guess that's a mechanic's nightmare once you saw the tires, the low profile. I guess you figured, oh boy, this is going to be a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah, what the problem was the price of the machine. That was the problem.
Well, hope it pays off. I don't know how many of your customers have those type of tires, if they're few and far between or not. Excuse me. Vic and I were working with the manuals, and earlier when I first started to program this transceiver, I found it. It has five modes: FM, FM narrow, AM, AM narrow, and DV, the digital voice. I had it on FM, which is the wideband FM. Then they have FM narrow, which is separate than the FM. So FM is the wideband FM. I had it correct. And, I guess I can't get it as wide as the other rigs, but this also has digital voice, so I guess this is the best I can do for analog FM.
WA2ZOZ, 82BOR for ID. Well, you got your drawbacks when you get these multi-mode radios. You know yourself, there's a drawback to one. Maybe it's more designed for the digital mode, but it sounds all right. ICOM radios, I owned one in my life that I bought from Charlie. I bought a 204H. I begin to read the book and try to program it. I sold it to Noel, N-O-E-L. I forget what his whole call was, N-2-O-E-L. I sold it to him. I didn't even try to program it. Thank God Charlie had 955 in it.
Yeah, it was a real bitch programming this radio, what I have in it so far. Took me about four and a half hours, and then I got the signal report, the audio report from Charlie, and he's really critical on audio. So, I spent another hour and a half on it, and the result was that I can't get it any better. Let's see, here's a little hole in the mic. Okay, I'm about 3 inches from the mic right now, and I guess this should be sound about the best so far.
Yeah, I've been listening the whole time, even when you came on and Charlie said the audio was low. And I was listening to you and Vic in between the tire machine and my compressor going, and when you raised the mic gain, you know, it's loud. The only difference is it doesn't have any lows. I don't know what you can do about that, but I don't know. Programming that radio and doing what you got to do, you might want to, with all the money you invested, you might want to get the RT systems and load the disk on your computer, and you got the cable, and probably make it a lot easier. I had to do that with my 7900. It came with it. And I don't try to put a frequency, I don't try to do nothing to that radio without using the RT systems. It just baffles me, that radio.
The only way I'm understanding this radio now, I'm not too bad with programming it, but I had to do it about, each step I had to do about 15, 20 times. And there's slight little differences from what the manual says to what you actually have to do, how you program it manually.
Thank you.
that's the problem I find with my FT7900. When you're doing the programming, what button you got to touch lightly, what button you got to press in more. I printed off that cheat sheet off the internet. That has helped me. But, you know, you take my 635s, you take this TYT, you take my THF6. I can program all those radios on the fly. Don't have to worry about anything.
Right, the F6 I have half down pat. It's just stupid little mistakes that I made that actually the programming instructions were fairly easy. But there's one or two things, only about one or two steps that I screwed up, and I thought about it and smacked myself in the forehead and said, I forget the words I used. Oh, still not.
Yeah, the THF6, the only problem I had when I was putting the offset in, whether it was negative or positive, I was missing one step after I set it. You know, it would stay there until I shut the radio off or changed the channel position. Otherwise, I had no problem going in VFO mode, putting in the frequency, putting in the tone. Just I was missing one step with the offset to let the radio remember the plus or minus.
Well, with all these damn radios that I have, I'm not buying any more radios. At least not for the next couple of years. I have no need for. I have all the radios I need right now. I have two sets of GMRS handy talkies. I have, let's see, I have a 605, 880H. I have an 8900, an 857D, and I have a CB walkie-talkie, and a CB transceiver. So I don't really need anything right now. Just a few ideas for an indoor antenna. That's all.
Yeah, you and me both, pal. But at least I've got. I got a little bit of HF I could do, which I told you before. I could do 10, 12, 15. I could push 17. I could push 20 sometimes. I can get it to load up. But, you know, living in somebody else's house like yourself, that becomes a problem. All right, Don, I'm going to get ready to get out of here. Good talking to you. Stay with the radio. Get familiar with it. And we'll talk to you later. WA2ZOZ, KD2BR.
Okay, Rock. Have a great one. And talk to you soon, WA2ZOZ.